Oh, hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 29 of Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels.
Look, all that work I did on that intro, and that was how you responded. Oh, hi, everybody. Really?
It wasn't oh, hi. It was hi. I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
Wow. Yay! Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Unfortunately, the Super Negro Champion, John Jones, is not here with us this week. He still feeling down from spent a couple days in the hospital. He's getting better there though, so hopefully we'll have him back on the show next week. But sitting in for John Jones, we have Jeff Morris the Cat. Morris? I don't know what.
Morris the Cat, anything works.
The Magic Man. How about that? It's the only Morris I could think of.
Magic Man.
Jeff Morrissey or Jeff Jim Morrissey Morris.
You sounded like you were falling downstairs when you were talking.
I mumble. That's what I do. Jeff Morris is with us. Magician extraordinaire, comedian extraordinaire. How's it going, dude?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot for.
For the last minute replacement, we're sorry to interrupt the Rush concert.
It's okay. I put it on pause. I'll get back to it.
Yes, we replaced the black dude with the blonde Irish white guy, I guess.
You got a problem with blonde Irish guys?
I
do not have a problem. I'm outnumbered here.
Yeah, we outnumber you. You're German, aren't you?
I do have some German in me, but I have some of almost every European nation in me.
Look,
so.
You know what? I bet we are more Irish than your mud ass. So
much more Irish.
I have potatoes in my car. That's how fucking Irish I am. All right?
I'm half Irish, half Russian.
Oh, okay.
And
oh
that is really confusing for me because I never know if I should have vodka or whiskey, you know.
Exactly.
You're going to do something with that potato.
Exactly.
You're going to do something interesting with that potato.
Not me. I'm half Irish and half Swiss, which means I get drunk and then I mind my own business.
Well,
which is awesome.
I actually have ancestry from just about every European nation except Spain and Portuguese. No Greece. So, no Greece. So, but I guess I just hate myself for more reasons than you could possibly imagine.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of animosity going on.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what they say.
Me neither. I was hoping you would tell me.
If I knew what they said, I would have said that instead of the retarded thing that I just actually said.
That was not retarded, Joel.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Bitter Comics, episode 29. We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 28, I would like to apologize to black people, peeing, porn websites, literacy, and rape.
You apologize to rape?
Well,
do you really think rape has feelings?
I don't think I took rape seriously in the last
just
episode.
Close your eyes and think of a happy place.
How do you apologize to rape?
I don't know. I just did.
I'm sorry I held you down.
At least it doesn't feel neglected.
And do you send it roses to make it feel better?
Rape roses.
Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting aisle at the Hallmark store. Where are your rape cards?
No, they're not called rape cards. They're called surprise sex
surprise
cards.
Surprise sex.
That's right.
You weren't expecting
ta-da!
It, but hey. Is that what you say, Jeff?
I've never been in a rape situation, so I wouldn't know.
It's a situation. It's a situation.
I wouldn't be surprised if the situation Never mind. Sorry.
You wouldn't be surprised if the situation was involved in a rape?
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all.
Be careful. He'll come here and kick your ass.
Yeah, and then rape me, probably.
And then, ooh, come here. Yeah. Yeah. And then,
this is the situation.
But here's what we do to distract him. We say, look, it's a roast. And then he'll be like, and then we'll kick him in the balls, which are probably small.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Then, I mean, by comparison, you can't be that. You can't be that buff and not be black, and think that you know your dick's going to look big when you have like 20-inch arms. Seriously,
yeah pretty much. You think the
your
situation is juicing? Is what you're what you're saying?
Yes. Look at him. It's fucking melted his brain, for God's
sake.
Could be. Melted his brain, people.
Yeah, but it made him famous.
Yeah, famous and no dick. Perfect. Yeah. So, no, great. Now he's Chaz Bono.
Yeah, great. You got to give up your penis to be famous in this country. Is that what it's come to?
You know seriously? What? Yes. And what is the point of being famous and not having a dick?
I mean, that's the whole reason to get famous.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you're famous, then you actually get to use your dick.
Exactly. Well, actually, it's more like you get someone else to use your dick for you instead of having to use it yourself all the time. You
weren't
expecting masturbation jokes already, were you?
I wasn't.
You thought
no.
We'd get at least 10 minutes into the show before.
Oh, hold on. We're at the library there now. Hold on.
Hey, use bookstore sale.
Thanks. Thanks for interrupting.
Yeah, there we go. Actually, we are recording at the Woodward Park branch of the Fresno County Public Library at here at 944 Perrin Avenue. We're using one of their conference rooms. So I would like to thank them for interrupting us with their
little
used book sale.
Fucking book sale. Look.
Like they're selling it for 25 cents a book. If they lose another 50 sales, it's going to cost them like, you know, $3. So
I know. I feel like going in and just giving them $3, telling them to shut the fuck up.
Pretty much. You could probably hand them a 20 and they would just close the whole thing down.
And then the security guard would beat me.
Yeah.
Again.
What kind of used books do you think they got in there?
You know what I hope they have is that dolphin book.
Oh, the dolphin? Wet Goddess. Yeah.
Wet Goddess.
That would be awesome.
That's.
Did you ever hear about that book?
No, but it sounds like a porn movie I once saw.
It's close. and it's from the 70s, so that's what you'd expect.
There we
the
go.
Best
exactly.
Porn
yeah, here's the short and sweet of it. This guy had an affair with a dolphin.
An affair, yes. He wasn't.
That's
having,
right.
Yeah, not just having sex. This is.
We're talking
affair.
In love.
Yeah, yes. He was in love with this dolphin.
With a dolphin.
The dolphin was in love with him too, apparently.
How would you know?
Because a few months after he left, it died of a broken heart.
Ah.
And he wrote a book about it.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he wrote a book describing how he had sex with a dolphin.
But he had to self-publish. Hard to believe that none of the major publishing houses were willing to pick up on this particular manuscript.
Somehow I can understand that.
And I don't know. I mean,
and yet Harry Potter just keeps getting published.
Yes.
Imagine the line they would have had if Wet Goddess was made into a 12-part movie. Could you imagine?
I'd rather
Lord
not.
Of the Wet Goddess.
Lord
instead,
of the Wet Goddess.
Instead of Lord of the Rings. Revenge of the Wet Goddess.
Revenge of Charlie.
Flipper comes back.
Flipper.
They call him Flipper.
What exactly are you flipping there? Never mind.
Yes.
Well, if you would like to know specifically why I apologize to all of these various things, please check out episode 28 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast, just go to that website, scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side. There's a button to subscribe with iTunes, and there's also buttons there to subscribe with to add it to your Yahoo and your Google.
Are we on iTunes?
No, we're not actually on iTunes, but you can just click on that and it'll automatically open iTunes and subscribes you to our podcast just through the website.
Got it, fantastic.
But you actually can set iTunes up to just download from people's websites.
Awesome.
Instead of having to go through the iTunes store.
By the way, I would like to apologize to Rape also.
If you've been neglecting it.
I haven't visited it lately.
Yes.
You haven't been raped lately? Is that why you're apologizing?
Yeah, and yes, I've been neglecting.
Exactly.
We're the most insensitive motherfuckers on the face of the planet right now.
That would be me. I bring it out of people. That's what I do.
Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah,
so it's your fault I'm a prick?
Yes, absolutely. It's my fault.
I doubt that. I doubt it.
Well, so you managed to get your prickishness under control mostly through the use of antidepressants. But somehow I just managed to bring it out of you.
It's working really well right now.
Exactly.
Really well. I'm about to go up on top of a McDonald's with a fucking shotgun.
Exactly. God damn it. Someone give me a fucking Happy Meal. If I don't get more than 1,500 calories today, I'm going to kill some people.
Hey, look, I'm running on low-fat cottage cheese with pepper and tomato slices. I'm hooking the shit up, people.
All right. I actually felt bad for you last night when we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I was like,
because
well,
you let
you
me
like
eat
my coleslaw?
You let me eat the little cup of coleslaw because I can't have anything?
I felt like such an asshole. I still ate the food and it was good, but I still felt bad.
Thanks for rubbing it in later, too.
You're welcome.
Not only did I have to watch that shit.
So I'm going to have to put Terry Michaels down as my apology next
That's
week.
That's right.
I want to apologize to Terry Michaels' appetite.
I would like, yes. Would also like to thank the Diabetes Association for making a visit to my house. Thank you.
There's a reason both diabetes and diet start with die.
Because you feel like it.
That's right. Well, if anyone out there feels I owe any additional apologies or if you want to make any comments, just send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, let's not turn this podcast into a rape.
Oh, my God. More with the rape.
More with the rape. That's right.
More with the rape.
I'm feeling rapey today, I guess. Wow. How's it going, guys?
Rapey, is that creepy?
How's your week? How's your week? Anything exciting happen?
My week has sucked more cock than Ginger Lynn on a day pass.
A day pass from what? Because it seems like the places she's normally at, she gets to suck cock all she wants.
Well, I don't know.
So a day pass from what?
I don't know. It just sounds, to what? It just sounds funnier.
Yeah, that's true. Anything interesting happen this past week? I mean, what's going on?
Other than being diabetic? No. Yeah. And not being able to eat.
That just kind of makes everything.
I want to eat this table. That's how fucking hungry I am. Right? But here's the good news: I am under 300 pounds.
Yay! That's right.
Fuck.
Awesome.
I was more happy being fat and not being able to breathe. Now I can breathe.
Yeah.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah. Now you can breathe and you can smell all the
food
meth and
I
ass
eat.
And the meth and ass in the air. Welcome to Fresno.
You're breathing Fresno air, which is not a good thing.
No. And I was in downtown Fresno last night.
Yeah, we were up by Bass Lake last week one day, and you seemed to have trouble breathing up there in the fresh air, actually. So.
I was like, what's going on here?
I was like, wait a second, what is that? I actually smell flowers.
Yeah, well, this is disgusting.
Where's the urine? Where's the urine smell? Dude, pee on my face for me. No, he didn't say
really?
That. I'm sorry.
Really?
I went to a bad place. Sorry.
Now you're gonna have to apologize to peeing again.
That's right. Jeff, how was your week? Did you do anything interesting?
Nobody peed on me, so it was good.
Okay, that's always good.
Well, that costs extra.
Yeah.
Does me anyway.
Yeah.
So what have you done this week, Jeff?
My weeks have been busy, actually, with my day job, working in the Bay Area every week, and working on my comedy, working on a screenplay. So it's been busy.
That's quite awesome. A commute. Well, you just go back and forth once a week, though. I mean,
I go up there.
Your
spend
job is normally
2 or 3 days.
Just
right.
Been having you up there lately for something there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Can you say where do you work at? What do you do?
I work at a company called VTR, Valley Transport Refrigeration.
Oh, okay.
They open
cool.
a new facility in the Bay Area.
Oh, you sell the refrigeration units for trucks for delivery.
For trucks and trains cool. and yeah.
Awesome. And you just sell them.
Yeah, it's pretty boring, but you know, that's why I do comedy on the side.
Yeah, it bought you that cool car.
Yeah, right. That I haven't gotten laid in yet.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, that's the source
that
of my jokes.
The sales lady who told you that
I know.
You should be able to get laid in that car
that
if she
bitch.
Doesn't. If you don't, yeah. If you
not
don't,
a boy.
If you don't
that
get laid,
let it go.
Yeah,
let
you don't,
that a boy.
No. Don't let that go. No.
Let it.
If you don't get laid in that car soon, I think she should have to fuck.
I need
you.
A rebate.
Yeah.
No.
She's got to blow you.
She's got to. There's a credit involved here.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I'm not saying you should let the situation go. What I'm saying is let those feelings fly.
That's exactly.
If you think she's a bitch, she's a bitch.
There you go.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
And we could even go to the C word. I mean, if we have to go up that high, we can.
Classy?
I meant cunt.
Curious. Oh, cunt. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I meant. All right.
Let's see. What's exciting happening to me this week? I got called back into work. I do data entry for the IRS during tax season. And anyone who requested an extension on their taxes, they're due now. And I got called in. So I just sit there and type all day. Don't worry. I'm not the one who's like calling you, bugging you about not doing your taxes. I'm the guy that if you did your taxes right, I probably put it into the computer wrong. So
nice.
If you did it right and your
that.
Run was
and then
up,
we'll
then
be audited by
fault.
Because of your
and
okay.
then it'll be audited by someone else that you get.
We like yeah, America thanks you, Joel. Yeah.
No, I you know what? I do my best because you know what? It my taxes got screwed up last week
really?
or last month or like, fuck last this past year my taxes got screwed up. It took it you know it's supposed to take. I believe if it takes more than 45 days from the postmark. they have to pay interest on your refund.
And the salesperson from the car lot that Jeff bought his car at has to come and blow you.
Exactly. But
I'll send her a memo.
It took the 44 days for me to get my refund, and the reason is because
44 days.
They entered my direct deposit information incorrectly.
That's funny. Because
I got a letter back saying that the direct deposit info you gave us was wrong. Well, I made a photocopy of my thing before I sent it in. I went and checked. I put it on there right. So that means they entered it in incorrectly. So it's a big deal to me to do it right, because I know what it's like for your taxes to get put in wrong, and then now you got to wait extra weeks.
So the guy sitting next to you fucked up your tax return.
Something like that, yeah. Well, actually, someone who got called in before me, because I do my taxes immediately, because I don't want my tax form to end up on my desk, because I just don't want to have to deal with that. What I'm supposed to do if I see a form, you know, that's got someone I know's name on it or mine, I'm supposed to give it to my manager. But I don't even want to have to deal with that. So I do my taxes immediately, hoping that it'll be through and my refund's back before I get called back into work for the season. So somebody who got called in before me messed up my taxes.
That's fucking
someone
bastards.
With, you know, more seniority and supposedly better. I probably shouldn't be talking shit about
that. Let's
about
jump
my
em.
Job at work, but
no, the FBI em. And the IRS are watching us right now. So.
Oh, but anyway, the point
with the guy trying to sell books.
Yeah, that's the only reason he's here. Actually, that's his cover. He's just here investigating.
investigating.
That's a security guard outside the window.
Exactly.
Freeze.
But and the point is, I know what a big deal it is to get your refund done right. So it's a big deal to me to get it accurate.
We appreciate that, Joel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway. So I deserve a blowjob from your car saleswoman for that.
He already said he was going to send out the memo, Joel.
She owes a lot of blowjobs at this point.
Jesus.
Yes, she does.
Christ. Stop with the pressure.
Yeah, pressure.
Stop applying more pressure.
Anyway.
apply more pressure.
Now that I've said way too much.
Again.
We're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Bitter.
Hello, I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so... what?
That was the fastest come I've ever. Are you an auctioneer, Joel? Jesus. Hello. Hey, I'm Joel Foreman today. We're the better head nugget of town, 15 in a row. I'm sorry. Am I making fun of you?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'll slow down. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics.
Don't make this podcast turn into a murder.
Back.
Seriously.
Okay. As you all know, Terry's a big fan of lists.
I do. I like lists.
Yes, he does.
It moves conversation, and that's it.
Yeah,
I
pretty
like
much.
It, lists. It's organized.
So to make the big man happy, I try to find.
Hey, look, I'm not as big as I was last week.
That's true. The less big man.
Thank you.
Last week, but still the big man.
I just have
happy. I try to come up with a good list each week to talk about, and seeing as how Halloween is coming up, I wanted to do something festive.
Halloween is not festive, it's pagan.
Well, something like that. So we have here...
oh, look, it's Halloween!
The top 10 family-friendly Halloween movies.
Oh, sweet.
That's right.
Scream, we're family the friendly. Cartoon.
This is family entertainment here, just like Sam Kinison wanted to bring to America.
Oh!
That's right. So
it's the big titty ride.
And here's the thing, I've actually seen most of these.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That is horrendous.
I know. I'm going to have to turn my man card in. Jeez. All right. Number 10. From 1993, the movie Hocus Pocus.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
That's what...
I do remember that.
Yeah. It's more than 300 years ago, three witches were sentenced to die in Salem, Massachusetts, and a boy was turned into a cat, a black cat, naturally.
Those bitches.
Now it's Halloween, and the witches who fly on, I kid you not, vacuum cleaners... They fly on vacuum cleaners. That's right.
Come on. This isn't back. Real.
This time they've got their eyes on immortal life and have turned their wrath on trick-or-treaters. So, yeah, Hocus Pocus from 1993. That's number 10. Actually, you know what? I enjoyed that movie. Of course, I watched it when I was 12, but I still enjoyed it. No, actually, that came out in 93. I was 22. Yeah. I saw it in the theater. Yeah.
You didn't even go for the bargain.
In my defense, 22, I was still a virgin then.
Isn't that the movie with the famous line?
That's not my defense, really, is it?
No, it's not.
Saying I was a virgin at 22. Never mind.
The famous line, amok, amok, amok?
Um,
wasn't that in that movie?
I don't know.
Well, you said you watched it.
I did see that.
I know. I you said it was so it was in fucking the theater, great.
93.
Oh, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I, you know, I,
who
I
was in it?
I thought it was
who funny. Was in it?
I don't remember.
Is anybody?
I remember wanting to, thinking many dirty things about the girl in it. And I'm referring to the older teenage girl, not the little girl. All right, get your mind out of the gutter where mine belongs, damn it.
It was just the vacuum cleaners
she
between their legs.
She was still underage, but she wasn't that underage. Yeah, you, it was the vacuum. Okay, I had dirty thoughts about that.
Hard on over the vacuum cleaner.
It was a sucky thing.
Oh, that's a Hoover. Exactly. Number nine. This one I have not seen, so I'm going to have to check this out. Corpse Bride from 2005.
Oh, wasn't that, isn't that a Tim Burton movie?
I believe so. When an arranged marriage between Victor Van Dort and Victoria Everglock.
I think I saw that. I think I
reaches
took my
the
kids.
Rehearsals, Victor starts to worry.
Yeah, I think I saw that in the theater. Let me give a quick review. Yeah. Sucked.
Sucked?
I didn't like. I don't like Tim Burton. Fuck him.
That's too bad. I never saw it. Have you ever seen this one?
No, I have not.
Okay, let's move on.
that was
well,
the most.
How are we going to make fun of it?
That was the most unenthusiastic. Well, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Why don't you just say, well, fuck you, Terry? Why don't you just
this one I have seen. Number eight, Casper from 1995. Yes, that's right. Furious that her late father only willed her his gloomy looking mansion rather than his millions, Kerrigan Crittenden is ready to burn the place to the ground when she discovers a map to a treasure hidden in the house.
That's where my treasure map is.
That's right. That's where your treasure map
That's
is.
That's where I hid my treasure
the
map.
The one you're going to talk
That's
about
right.
as you're on your deathbed.
Before I have my massive coronary.
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, it's Casper the Friendly Ghost. I mean, it's...
I mean, at least the ghost is friendly. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, the ghost is friendly. Yeah, I mean, most ghosts are kind of dicks. You know, they're
kind chains, of dicks.
Well, I mean, really.
Hey, buddy. You're being a dick. You're going to have to
God
leave.
Damn it. Get out of the freezer.
I'm trying to get my Otter Pops, you motherfuckers. Most ghosts are dicks.
What?
Oh, that is hilarious. So,
do gay ghosts only scare you when you go into the closet?
Folks, that's Joel's time. Oh,
I thought they scared you when they came out of the closet.
Hey,
KO. Live gay didn't scare you when they came out of the closet sometimes. So there you go.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you're afraid they won't like you. Again.
Again. I'm scared. I'm homophobic. Any dude that might want to put something in my ass, it's a very scary man. I'm afraid.
Oh,
definitely,
sure.
I'm afraid.
Sure, don't make me bring up Houston.
Oh, God. Now, you know what? Okay, once again, moving on. Number
what
seven,
movies are we talking about again?
Yeah.
The these, gay ghost, boo.
Yeah, boo. Boo. So top 10 friendly family-friendly Halloween films. Number seven from 2001, Monsters, Inc.
That movie kicked ass.
Wazowski, you forgot to file your paperwork.
Billy Crystal, very good in that
yes,
movie.
Yes, it was awesome.
John Goodman, very good in that movie.
I love that movie. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you marry it then?
I might.
Welcome to Mature Time Theater.
In the land of monsters, James P. Sullivan is king. He and his coworker friend, Mike Wazowski, are two of many monsters who work for Monsters, Inc., a utility company that generates power for a very paranoid and nervous city of monsters. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you have not seen Monsters, Inc., what the fuck's wrong with you?
You suck.
It's a Pixar movie. Go see it. They're all good.
Have you seen it, Jeff?
Yes, I have. It is a good movie.
It is awesome. Number six, The Witches from 1990.
The Bitches?
The Witches.
Oh.
I
remember Bitches from 1990. I married one.
Now, this is one I have not seen, but I am going to have to because it
Who's
stars in? Angelica Houston and Rowan Atkinson.
Really?
And was produced by Jim Henson.
Mr. Bean.
How can this go wrong, right?
Mr. Bean and Angela...
Angelica Houston and Rowan Atkinson, that's right.
I can't... That cannot be good, seriously.
Is it Jim Henson
before he died?
Produced
or?
By Jim Henson in 1990.
That movie's going to
It suck. Was after he died and one of his puppets actually took it
cold,
over.
Before the cold. It was before the cold.
Kermit should have...
That's right. It's really done by Kermit.
Oh, Kermit. Number five. Oh, Kermit, give me some of your frog juice.
Is that like Yoda being choked?
Is it like a frog facial? Yes,
exactly.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Ribbited for her pleasure.
Ribbited for... Wow. KO!
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for your MC.
And moving on to the next movie.
Yes.
That shit's hilarious.
Number five.
Get you, I will.
From 1983, Something Wicked This Way Comes.
And Something Wicked This Way Breathes Heavy.
Yes.
That would be the frog facial again.
See, this it just shows how creepy carnies really are. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes, it is creepy. Hey, look, carnies are creepy.
Yes.
Okay.
Carnivals are creepy, and I don't like clowns.
You don't like clowns?
No, I don't like clowns.
Clowns scare me.
They're just annoying. I just find them annoying.
They do.
Why are clowns so popular if they scare everybody?
I don't know.
Why would it is stupid. It's okay, your kid's turning two, so you're going to bring somebody in makeup to jump out in front of their face? What you call Gene Simmons to show up?
And big shoes and a red nose?
Oh, yeah. You're two. You know, screaming in their face. Ah, mommy. Really?
Well, you know.
And a big old fucking multicolored hair. That shit ain't natural.
Well, when you're messing up, your parents tell you to stop clowning around, but for some reason they want to bring clowns in.
To fuck with you.
Yes, exactly. Wait a second. You said not to clown around, but on my birthday you bring a clown.
You bring in Krusty.
Krusty. That was the only clown I liked, actually, was Krusty.
That's because he was a drunk.
And perverted.
And he was and perverted.
What was the movie about the alcoholic clown that Bobcat Goldthwait did?
Kinko? Oh, no, that's the movie I was in.
Okay.
Kinko the Clown.
Yeah.
I don't know. Come here, bitch.
No. There we go. Number four.
Don't make this juggling act turn into a rape.
Rape with what? He's not juggling bowling pins, is he?
Honk, honk.
Now we're in trouble.
Why is he wearing a red nose?
No, he's juggling chainsaws. Oh, my God.
Dude, I was at the pier one time, Pier 42 in San Francisco, and this guy was juggling, like, axes and shit, and I was on the top, like, you know how it's got two, and I'm looking down. He had a butterfly tattooed on his head. He was bald, and I heckled him. I was like 10. This was my chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to break into show business right here on the pier.
Yeah.
And I said, hey. Is that a butterfly on your head? And he says, hey, is it your face or did your neck throw up? And I thought, I'm 10, motherfucker. What? Why?
But that was a good comeback.
It was. I felt like an asshole. So
that's where you learn to deal with hecklers
that's
so well.
Right.
That's one thing you are really good at.
You don't heckle me more than once.
That was good training.
Exactly. I went home crying. The ugly bald man said my neck threw up. And my dad's like, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Well, description to your dad. That sounds like.
Well, did it.
Oh, you got ridiculed and humiliated, huh? Cool.
Perfect.
Wait, thanks, Dad.
Perfect. That's good. It's good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Get used to it for before marriage.
Oh, and during.
And during.
And divorce.
From 1970, number four on the list is Puffin Stuff.
What? Is that like the H.R. Puffin Stuff? Is that like the show?
I don't. Originally a television program, the Puffin Stuff film was a real gem and has outlived the series. One of the best things about this film is that it stars Mama Cass from The Mamas and the Papas as Witch Hazel.
H.R. Puffin Stuff. Where are you going when things get rough? H.R. Puffin Stuff. Can't get a little, but you can't get enough. That's from the show.
Okay. There's a theme song right there.
There's a theme song.
Awesome.
And I thought it was a show about breast implants, but, you know.
Puffin Stuff? Yeah. Yeah, Puffin Stuff, it sounds like they smoke pot and have sex.
Okay, that's...
That could work.
This is the porn. It's from the 70s, so the porn version is...
And Mama Cass was in it.
Yeah, the porn version has the same name.
Because I heard Mama Cass was a slut. I'm just saying, I heard it.
She was a big slut if she was.
Yeah, she was a big slut.
Oh, she was a big everything. She was big.
I heard she fucked Jimi Hendrix, too.
Yeah, well, you know, They
excuse
like
big me girls even while I kiss I mean, this guy.
What? Black guys like big girls even back then.
That's right.
This is not a new phenomenon.
That's true.
It's a new phenomenon.
Yeah, we just noticed.
Where's John Jones when we need him right now?
I know.
We need a phone consult. Excuse me, Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones. I'm providing the musical soundtrack for the show today. Hey, John.
The series and the movie are named after one of the important characters, a friendly dragon. Okay, yeah.
That is the show. You know, and I used to watch that in the morning before I went to school.
Can we have security to the meeting room, please? Security to the meeting room.
They just called security to the meeting room, and it seems there's a problem in the book sale. Oh my gosh. Is someone jacking them for the use Harry Potter's? That's what we were saying earlier. That's why they had the armed guards here.
No, they're getting jacked for the HR and Puffin stuff.
HR Puffin stuff? Uh-oh.
HR Puffin stuff. Yeah, I used to watch that show before I went to school to flunk.
To flunk? Yes. Before you went to school? That's why you went to school? You know what I want to do with my life? I want to flunk.
Why not?
I'm going to have to go to school to do that.
Hey, when you find something...
Hey, you know what? I have my dream, and I'm going to make it happen.
At least he had an agenda.
I'm going to go to school.
Hey, I was organized about it, too. That's right. I'm going to ditch first period at first period and second period. I wasn't ditching third period during second period.
You know what I'm saying?
I had to shoot organized.
Yes. You're on time to not be there.
That's right. I'm not a fuck-up.
You're late to not be there. I'm not black people we know.
I'm not a fuck up. I'm a failure. There's a difference.
There you go. No. You succeeded at your failure, though.
That's right. So okay, I'm not a failure. I'm a fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Let's get it straight, people.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, HR Puff and Stuff, great movie. If you haven't seen it, see it and watch the show a lot.
Right. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll be back with the last three on the list. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, we're down to the bottom three of the list.
Hey, you guys!
Yes,
that was the Electric Company, by the way.
The top 10 family-friendly Hollywood movies. Speaking of which, by the way, I got this list off of listverse.com.
Us.
This is becoming one of my favorite websites. And you know what? They have thousands of lists on there. I just did a search for the keyword Halloween, mm-hmm. and I found this list. So if any kind of list for any kind of subject that you're looking for, go to listverse.com, put it into the search, and you'll find lists.
They had a list of 10 famous people that never existed.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I remember that, actually. It's like one of them was Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And yeah.
10 famous people that never existed. Who the fuck comes up with that?
I don't know. But they got people doing all kinds of crazy lists. Yeah, it was awesome. Number three on the list, this is one, actually, we mentioned it briefly earlier, from 1993, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ugh.
It was okay. It was not that great a movie.
I did not like
But it was okay. Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King of Halloween Town, is bored with doing the same thing every year for Halloween. He stumbles into Christmas Town and is taken with the idea of Christmas. So he takes over Christmas and all of a sudden turns Christmas creepy. As if, you know, sitting on an old man's lap while he asks you what sort of gifts you'd like. Isn't creepy enough as it is.
That's awesome. That's true. And you know what's he got a right to go and take over Christmas? Does Santa just let him? What, Santa's a pussy now?
I want to see the nice dream before Halloween. I want to see Santa Claus take over Halloween. See what that looks like.
Yeah, jack-o'-lanterns are going to be all fucked up.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus is beating the shit out of people. Trick or treat, bitch.
Instead of getting those stupid orange peanuts, you're going to get a bunch of candy canes in your bag.
Oh, that's perfect. More shit I can't have.
Yeah.
Bitch, thanks, motherfucker.
Number two on the list. Now, this is one I really liked. Beetlejuice from 1988.
Yes, the role that Sam Kinison should have gotten.
Yes, that's right. After Barbara and Adam Maitland were killed in a car crash, they find themselves trapped as ghosts in their beautiful New England farmhouse. Their peace is disrupted when a yuppie family, the Dietzes, buy their house. The Maitlands are too nice and harmless as ghosts, and all their efforts to scare the Dietzes away are unsuccessful. They eventually turn to another ghost, Beetlejuice, for help.
Daylight come and me wanna go.
Was that Tim Burton that did that?
I don't know.
I think he did direct that one, but I'm not sure. It does seem like his style.
Yeah.
But it was. I found this out when I don't know where you heard it from, but I found it out when I read. The biography of Sam Kinison called Brother Sam. It was written by his his brother, Bill Kinnison. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how Beetlejuice was actually written specifically for Sam Kinnison. But the guy who was his agent at the time said he wasn't interested in doing movies, even though he was.
He wasn't interested in doing that movie because they wouldn't give his agent a producer credit.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, he didn't even tell Sam about the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best line in the whole movie. Beetlejuice pushes over the tree on the model, and it falls down, and he looks, and he grabs his crotch and says, "Hey, nice model." Says, "Hey, nice fucking model."
Yeah, that was a great movie. I enjoyed that a lot. Number one on the list from 1984, Ghostbusters.
Man, who are you going to call?
You're going to call Ghostbusters. You know, I could read the description of what Ghostbusters was, but if you don't know, what planet are you from?
Who hasn't seen that?
That's almost as bad as saying you've never seen Star Wars.
What?
Yeah.
Who says
why would you, why would anyone not watch a wonderful documentary like Star Wars?
What was Star Wars?
It was real, right?
Star Wars was real.
Star Wars was real.
I'm going to say this right now. Star Wars is real. Star Trek is fake. Fuck you.
Exactly.
All right.
But Ghostbusters number one, that would be the top on our list of best family-friendly Halloween movies. So there's a list. Hooray. Moving on.
Yay.
Okay, so I found...
How about a list? Hold on.
A list of lists?
No. How about a list of top 10 family-friendly porno movies?
Family-friendly porno movies? I think Puffin Stuff is going to be on that list, too.
Come here!
Is there such a thing? It's family-friendly porno?
It depends. Is it Manson family-friendly?
Yeah, which family?
Which family?
Yeah, it depends on which family you're talking about. The Kennedy family. Yeah, you know, they're all kind of good with
twisted.
That.
Oh, why did that an ugly woman just walked in front of the glass and smiled at me? Of course.
You're a sexy bitch.
Yeah, of course.
Deal with it.
I've lost 10 pounds, of course.
Yes. Okay, next segment here. Every week I do the 559 text of the week is a website called textfromlastnight.com, and they have a bunch of drug and alcohol induced text messages. Now, normally I do one that is actually from our error code, but since we're in the Halloween theme, I've decided instead I'm going to get laughed at by. It seems that one of the librarians would like to come in and join our radio show.
Can we help you?
Our podcast. Hi, how's it going? Oh, we're just recording a podcast. Hi, nice. What's your name?
Donna.
Donna is one of the librarians here at the Fresno County Public Library on Perrin Avenue, the Woodward Park location. How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing
awesome. How do you like working Sundays? Not a fan?
Yeah.
How's the book sale going?
Yeah.
It did really well.
The security had to run to the front.
Have to get called?
This guy wouldn't leave. He kept shopping. He kept grabbing bags full of books. He wouldn't leave.
Was he going to actually buy them?
If he's going to pay for them.
Well, I mean, okay. So they called security to take. How much are they selling these books for? How much are they selling the books for?
$5 a bag.
Oh, $5 a bag.
Bag.
Really? So, do you get to bring in your own bag? Because I've got like I can bring like a. I'll bring in a sleeping bag. You know, those are big bags.
It is a bag. Technically, very nice. Technically,
there you go. Yeah, it's technically a bag. I could get a lot of books in.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Donna. Okay, so...
Was she wearing any panties?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so. Would you? Would you? Really? If you worked in the library, would you? If you were a librarian? You know how many people have fantasies about fucking the library?
It's more quiet without panties.
Yeah, well, that, but... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But lots of people have fantasies about having sex with the librarian.
I do.
That's true.
Now I do, since she came in.
You do now, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, she would kind of dress up like a bush.
Yeah. So, as in the Bush family? Or an actual,
no.
Or the Bush.
Or just bushy.
I wasn't sure if that was a tree standing outside watching us or what was going on.
I'm not sure.
But she's kind of hot. She's kind of hot.
Yeah, I do her. I'm kind of desperate, though.
I'll throw her up right there on the card catalog. And
I got your Dewey Decimal System. That's right.
We're going to get thrown out of here.
Probably. I hope no one...
I've only had two bags of books. Get the fuck out.
So the books were $5 a bag.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. But what... Yeah. Well, I mean, what kind of books do you think? I don't know. Because
I guess books that nobody checks out, they're like, well, we'll just sell these or something. Yeah, Curious George.
Fucking 12 Curious George books.
Actually, that was actually where I got the biography of Sam Kinison, was at a library book sale.
Well, they don't.
I think I paid 50 cents for it.
What? They don't want that kind of reality in the library. No, what? They can't have that.
I don't know. I guess I was kind of surprised it was in the library in the first place.
Oh,
but it was called Brother Sam. Check it out. It actually is a good book.
Yes, it's way out of print.
Yeah.
You go to a used bookstore. That's where I found a lot of great biographies on Lenny Bruce.
Yeah. The one of his that I read was How to Talk Dirty and Influence People. Yeah. I haven't read any of the other biographies. Yeah, of him, there's, but his autobiography, that one.
There's a book called Ladies and Gentlemen, Lenny Bruce. And get that. That is a biography. Somebody followed Lenny around and wrote this book. And the first chapter is 50 pages describing him shooting up. That is how the book starts.
So if you've always wondered how to do, if you've always wanted to be a drug addict, but you just weren't sure how to get started.
Yes. Lenny will teach you.
Lenny will teach you. Read just that go book. And get, ladies and gentlemen,
read that,
Lenny
at least
Bruce,
the first 50 pages.
And it will give you a step-by-step instructions on how to cook and shoot up heroin.
Yep. And Rodney Dangerfield in one of the chapters is actually with him and watching him shoot up.
Awesome. That's where he learned. He will learn from the best.
Rodney never shot up.
I don't know.
No, and he wasn't Rodney Dangerfield at the time.
No. I don't remember.
Jack
what,
Roy.
Jack Roy, okay. Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield wasn't his real name. He did a really funny bit about
Shakespeare
changing his name, yeah. But friends, anyway,
you're gonna listen to your friends. You're gonna listen to me.
You know what? Actually, I have that album. Next,
yeah, that one's called. It's the one that came before No Respect, and I can't remember the name of the album. Brutal.
Don't know. Actually, anyway.
Where are we at?
Okay, I stopped the recording so I could look that up. Actually, that album was. Rodney Dangerfield's What's in a Name?
What's in a Name?
And that was actually the name of the bit as well. Exactly. But check that out, Rodney. It's I thought that was actually his best album. I really enjoyed that one. Yeah, I did. Hmm. I don't think I've heard all of his albums. That one, No Respect. And,
No Respect.
But
what's the matter, Rodney?
Yeah, check that out. Actually, we are gonna we're not going to have enough time to get the 559 text, Halloween text. So we'll do that list next week.
You know what? How many texts are there?
It's 15 of them. And I want to get to some news stories. So we'll do the next episode is going to be before Halloween too. So that'll be our Halloween theme for next week is 559 text from Halloween.
Okay. Tease everybody. Go ahead, Joel.
Yes, that's right. I'm a tease.
Fucking bitch.
Yes. The only thing. I'm such a bitch.
No respect. No respect.
That's right. Okay. A couple weeks ago, the Nobel Prize. I'm going to get some news stories in here before we got to go. A couple weeks ago, the Nobel Prizes for 2011 were announced. And I would like to congratulate the recipients, but I'm not going to because I want the show to actually be entertaining and talking about Nobel Prizes is kind of fucking boring.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Instead, I'm going to talk about the Ig Nobel Prizes. Now, the Ig Nobel Prizes, according to improbable.com, is given to honor achievements that first make people laugh, then make them think. Now, I read these, and they did not make me laugh, then think. That made me laugh, and then think, what the fuck are they spending all this money on this bullshit for? But these are some actual research papers and that people. I want to read the grant request for some of this research.
Okay.
But for the psychology prize was given to Anna Wilkinson of the United Kingdom, Natalie Sabans of the Netherlands, and a few other people as well. There's like six names here. For their study, no evidence of contagious yawning in the red-footed tortoise.
Well, thank God.
Yes. See, when a person yawns, often another person nearby yawns. It's so yawning is contagious psychologically. And they did a research study to see if yawning was also contagious in the red-footed tortoise. You'll be happy to know that it is not.
I'm not happy about that at all.
You're not happy about that? Dude, don't do
I tell you what, it may not be contagious in that tortoise, but it is with this story, I can tell you.
Yes, and with the audience, actually, they're probably yawning right now, too. Next, we have the chemistry prize was given to a whole bunch of Japanese people whose names I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Thank you.
for determining the ideal density of airborne wasabi to awaken sleeping people in case of a fire or other emergency, and for applying this knowledge to invent a wasabi fire alarm.
Wasabi.
I like wasabi.
Yes.
It would make me up. That would just make me hungry.
The wasabi, that's like the sauce for sushi or something.
You actually put it on, it's not.
It's a green paste.
Yeah, it's green. It's kind of spicy.
It's like horseradish.
Yeah, it says here it's a Japanese pungent horseradish. Yeah. But apparently they did this research study to find out what the ideal airborne density of wasabi would be to wake people up. And then they made a fire alarm that instead of sounding an alarm, emits wasabi.
Well, I wake up and I'm hungry.
To wake people up. Well, hey, you get hungry, you decide to go out. Well, there's a fire. Hey, we're out of here.
Your house is burning down, but you're hungry. Oh, motherfucker.
Yes.
Wasabi. Wasabi.
Okay, sorry. There you go. The medicine prize was given to Mirjam Took of the Netherlands, Luke Warlop of Belgium, a bunch of other people. Sorry, I'm not going to read them. If you want to know everyone who was awarded these prizes, because there's like 8 or 9 names on each
one. You're an asshole and get a life.
Yeah, just go to the website improbable.com and it lists them all. But the medicine prize was given to these people for demonstrating that people make better decisions about some kinds of things, but worse decisions about other kinds of things when they have a strong urge to urinate.
What?
Yes, that's right. There are certain sorts of questions and subjects that people make better decisions when they have to pee really bad. And then there are others when they make bad decisions when they have to pee really bad.
The only decision I need is where to piss.
Yeah, men's or women's.
And sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah, not really.
You know what? I've peed in a women's restroom. Fuckers, these men.
In the sink. Who cares?
Bush, yeah. You know, pond, wherever.
Exactly. Hey. I gotta go, all right.
You know, to me, it just if you have to go really bad, it causes you to make bad decisions sometimes. But have you ever gone to a gas station and they did not have a public restroom?
You know what I did one time? They didn't have a public restroom, so I pissed right there on the counter.
Well, it's look, man, I am going to go pee in the next 15 seconds. I can do it in your bathroom, or I can do it
you
right
can
fucking
either, this is up
which
to
is it
you.
Gonna be?
You can either help me, help you.
Help me, help you. Help me,
help you.
As Tom
or
Cruise would say.
You can just clean up on aisle
clean
2.
Clean up on aisle 2. I clean up number 2 on aisle 2.
Because I'm going to be drinking an Aquafina at the time. It's going to look like a fountain.
Awesome. That's modern art right there.
That's right. Take a picture, right. Put it on YouTube,
yes.
Whatever. Exactly.
We're going to take a break real quick.
That's a million hits right there, by the way.
At least a million hits.
And 30 days in jail.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back to finish this list. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, next on our Ig Nobel Prizes, the Psychology Prize given to Carl Halvor Teigen of the University of Oslo, Norway, for trying to understand why, in everyday life, people sigh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Reference for this, look up, is a sigh just a sigh? Sighs as emotional signals and responses to a difficult task.
This podcast.
There you go.
I can't believe he got money for that shit.
Yes, he did. Like I said, I would really love to read some of the grant requests.
No shit.
How do you talk someone into giving you $500,000 to do a research study like this?
I want
or however much they spend.
Do a research study on what makes women want to give head.
There you go. That's one I'll donate to. You know what? And it's usually like a lobster dinner or $50.
Well, you just answered the question right
there. See, now you ruined your grant.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now you can't.
I don't have much
of a
future in science because
now you can't get your research.
Well. The Literature Prize to John Perry of Stanford University for his theory of structured procrastination. To be a high achiever, always work on something important, using it as a way to avoid doing something that's even more important. How to the reference he wrote, How to Procrastinate and Still Get Things Done.
He wrote a book called
He wrote, yes.
Yeah, but he never finished it. See, the important thing is he should have made a movie.
Yes.
But he was too busy writing the book.
That's right.
And he could have written a television show.
And he'll get around to it, maybe.
Maybe. After he's done building a house out of Legos.
Exactly.
Busy, motherfucker.
He is busy. The biology prize went to Daryl Gwynn of Canada and David Rance of Australia for discovering that a certain kind of beetle mates with a certain kind of Australian beer bottle.
Get the fuck... Come on.
Yes, the reference is called Beetles on the Bottle. Male Buprestids Mistake Stubbies for Females.
Just fucking retarded.
Yes. Apparently there is a certain brand of Australian beer that this beetle often mistakes the bottle for a female of its
species. Because the smell makes him horny?
I guess so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Seriously? You know, I could have told him that beer makes people fuck... And there's no reason to believe it.
Look at half the population in Australia.
Have sex also. The physics prize to Philippe Perrin, Herman Kingma, and for determining why discus throwers become dizzy and hammer throwers do not.
I don't know what to say to that.
Dizziness in discus throwers is related to motion sickness generated while spinning. That is the name of the reference.
They need to call this study duh.
Duh. See? the mathematics prize to Dorothy Martin of the United States and 8 or 9 other people for teaching the world to be careful when making mathematical assumptions and calculations. Gee, thanks.
How about teaching the world to sing and sing in perfect harmony?
Dorothy's my neighbor.
Okay, this Dorothy's your neighbor. Here's one you're going to like. Okay.
Like to sing the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Okay, next I've got one that I know you're going to like. Okay, the Peace Prize.
I better like this shit, Joel.
To Arturas Ziokas, who is the mayor of Vilnius, Lithuania, for demonstrating that the problem of illegal parked luxury cars can be solved by running them over with an armored tank.
Now this...
I like this one.
Yes. Well, it's from Russia. Is it Lithuania?
That's right.
Lithuania, yeah.
That was a part of the Soviet Union
at
one time.
That's right. So this is something Jeff can really get into. He can dig his teeth.
You know, a couple of bottles of vodka and an armor tank, I'm good to go.
That's fucker, right. You parked in the wrong place.
Yes, that will definitely encourage people not to park their luxury cars.
All that's left is a bumper sticker written in Russian that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, I was at, I think it was Thai Palms a few weeks ago, and there was a Ferrari parked in the handicap parking space.
Motherfucker.
Now, if you owned a car... that was worth $250,000. I don't know how much Ferraris
That's
cost,
right.
But I'm guessing.
Depends on what model.
Would it be worth...
Jeff knows.
$100 fine to park it somewhere you know it's going to be safe?
Probably.
If it's a $250,000 car.
Probably.
And that's why people park their luxury cars wherever
it's a good point. Until the crippled guy comes with metal crutches and scratches the fuck out of it.
That's true.
And then you got to get a $5,000 paint job.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and then you got to beat up a crippled guy who's going to sue you.
Yeah. But you might have to beat up the crippled guy.
Oh man,
I don't know. He's got a weapon. He can just beat the shit out of you with those crutches, and you just
did you just feel like all
he'll
the
run
air?
Your ass over with his wheelchair. You're not in the car yet, you know.
Yeah, it's true. I just felt all the air get sucked out of the room when I said beat up a crippled guy. You should. There's just. We're joking.
Like, well, if you want to, just go to Google, look up Vilnius, Lithuania's official city website, and you can find a video of a tank running over luxury cars.
Don't let this parking ticket turn into a rape.
That's right. And the Public Safety Prize, John Senders of the University of Toronto, Canada, for conducting a series of safety experiments in which a person drives an automobile on a major highway while a visor repeatedly flaps down over his face, blinding him. The reference is called The Attentional Demand of Automobile Driving. He basically did a study to prove how important it is you pay attention while driving by covering a guy's eyes... I mean, he didn't need the visor. He could have sat in the back car and just went peekaboo,
like your 7-year-old does. Anyway,
exactly.
I see. After about the fifth time of the visor falling down, I would have ripped the fucker off. It wouldn't have been a distraction.
That's right. So those are the Ig Nobel prizes,
and I would have thrown it out.
Nobel prizes.
Couldn't they have just given him Roadhead?
That probably would have worked.
That would have been enough of a distraction.
Yeah, that's a distraction, all right. I am so glad we called you. That was hilarious.
And Jeff awesome. Morris comes in the clinch.
That's right.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Couldn't he just give him Roadhead? No shit. It yeah. was so obvious. None of us thought of a Jeff. Jeff comes in and goes,
that's what Jeff is here for. That's right.
Why I'm wearing pumpkin colored
toenails.
That's
yes.
right. One
thing.
So that's the Ig Nobel Prizes. Go to improbable.com if you want to check out the links. There are links to all of the references for those on that website. One quick news story before we go. A few years back, the river in Brisbane, Australia, broke its bank, causing flooding all over town, including at the Carbrook Golf Club.
God damn it.
When this happened, some sharks got trapped in the lake in the middle of their golf course.
Sweet.
Yeah, when you're on the 14th hole, watch out for the water hazard.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I wonder what's in the sand.
I want to. Where is that? I want to go check that
Brisbane,
out.
Brisbane, Australia.
I had a tea time for next week. I better cancel it.
It's yeah. awesome.
The sharks have become kind of famous in the area. They have renamed their monthly tournament. It is tournament. It is now called the Shark Lake Challenge.
That is fucking sweet.
Local kids used to swim into the lake to retrieve golf balls to sell them to the golf club, but they don't do that much anymore. I
pussies.
Don't know why. Yeah, I wonder what's in the sand trap. Probably like worms from Dune or something.
Yeah, exactly.
The library will be closing in 20 minutes at 5 p.m. If you need help of any type, please come to the info desk now. If you have anything to check out, please go to the express checkout or accounts desk. And if you have any prints, please send them.
This is awesome.
That's the library is telling us that they're going to be closing in 20 minutes. They want to make sure that that we get out of here. So, Jeff, you got any books you got to check out? You better get moving.
Was that our girl Donna talking?
I think it was. It was Donna.
Yes.
Oh, Donna.
The librarian fantasy.
Yeah, without the panties.
Yes, with the no panties on. That's right.
I like how he says that, without the panties.
Hey, you know what? Maybe she'll give you a road ahead.
Hey, it's an experiment, bitch, all right?
Yes, for a librarian, reading a book about cars and getting a blowjob is called Roadhead.
Hey.
There you go.
I think that's going to be my next novel.
Exactly.
It's awesome. By Jeff Morris.
So if you ride the car in front of Target while getting a blowjob, is that Roadhead, too?
Could be. If you're in one of those.
Back into Walmart. Why? Well.
If it's a motorized scooter.
That's right. Okay, so that's actually we're out of time pretty much. So that's it for our show. Thanks for coming out. And you got anything exciting going on, Terry? What do you got going on this week?
I am recording my comedy album this evening at the Starline Amphitheater.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I'm going to be opening that particular show that Terry's headlining tonight.
Yes,
really been looking forward to it. So. Of course, this show isn't going to be posted until after
the
show tonight.
That's
so
all
this
right.
podcast won't be up.
I got all sorts of
we
dark
We had
shit.
A great show a couple days ago. I just want everyone to know
Bakersfield.
In Bakersfield.
In front of 18 people.
That's right.
I fucking raped that audience.
Yeah, what? That was a great show. Jeff, you got anything interesting going on? The rooms you were doing, hosting the open mics at, decided to stop. You have any comedy coming up in the near future? Anything you're... Have you been working on your magic act, right?
Yeah.
Ta-da!
That's what I'm working on right now. I've got some doves that I've bought, and I'm going to incorporate them into the act. And
you actually did buy some doves.
I bought some doves.
When he called you earlier, I mentioned, we both know you do magic. We were making fun of you that you were going to bring your doves, but you didn't.
I said, I hope he doesn't bring his doves to the library.
Yeah. No, I didn't bring them to the library.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I got to say something before we leave. When we did the open mic over at the other bar, and the next bar, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And you were trying to get the people in
that
the corner.
That was a wild night.
Yes, and you were trying to get the people in the corner to shut up. That was the funniest thing said on stage, because you were, hey, you. Hey. Hey. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, you. Hey, you in the ugly shirt and the fat girlfriend with a small dick. Yeah, you. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And you were like yelling, right? And I was like, wow. He was really.
And they still wouldn't listen.
No, I have to agree. That was awesome.
was I was awesome. Laughing my ass. And that was the drunkest woman I've ever seen in my whole life.
She was.
And here, I told her to drive home fast.
Drive home fast. That was awesome.
What a dick.
That's it for us. Thanks a lot for coming out. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
On last minute. Thank you.
Yeah, Terry, thanks for coming out again.
Hey, Joel, you know.
It's always good to see you.
You know I don't have anything better to do. So it's all good.
That's true. And hopefully John will be with us again next week. We hope he feels better soon. Hope he is getting his vision back a little bit. I know his diabetes just got diagnosed, and it was, like, pretty bad. So
it was used, like, 3 times worse than me. Yeah. His blood sugar was 700.
Oh, wow.
He was almost dead, people.
Well, now that we ended our comedy show on that happy note, we are the Better Comics. Thanks for...
he's got a big dick.
That's so true.
I don't want to end it on a sour note. He's got a big dick.
How do you guys know he's got a big dick? I mean, has he whipped it out on the podcast?
Or? No, he tells us about it all the time.
Well, yeah. Talk is cheap.
Tell you what, I want you to come and join us again next weekend. And John will be here, and you can check.
You would probably. I love how you said that. Hey, well, talk is cheap. It was a challenge, John Jones. It was a challenge.
I think so. We are the Bitter Comics. We will see you next week. Peace.
Bitter.